You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Home again. And in such good time. It was worth me making a fuss to get you discharged before lunch, wasn't it?
Yes.
Well, come on. Sit yourself down while I make a cup of tea. Robert?
Yes. Yes, all right.
Oh, look at you. Perhaps you ought to go straight up to bed.
No. No, I'm okay. I'm fine.
Really?
Yes, really. I've spent quite enough time in bed. It's good to be on my feet again.
Yes. Well, one step at a time. You'd better sit down anyway. Oh, Robert.
It's okay. It's okay, I'm fine. It's nothing.
All right, I'll try not to fuss. Earl Grey or Lapsang?
Oh, I don't mind. I'm okay, really. It just feels a bit strange, that's all. Coming back here to an empty house. After.
Yes, I understand. That's why I've worked so hard to make it all nice and tidy and welcoming for you.
Yeah, I can see it's spotless. Thank you for all your hard work.
Hey, where are you off to now?
I don't know. I can't seem to settle in here. Maybe I'll feel more comfortable in the sitting room. Do you mind if I go through?
No, of course. Just give me a minute to do this.
Okay.
We'll get you all nice and cosy, and then I'll pop round to Bridge Farm and pick up Henry.
Is that all right?
Well, darling, I told you. I've called Pat, and it's all arranged.
She didn't make a fuss?
Why should she?
Well...
Henry coming to visit his father? She couldn't very well say no, could she?
There now. Steady.
Mum?
Okay.
Hey, Mum, can I... sorry. Bad moment.
Just give me a minute while I... steady.
Oh, first time, eh, girl? Don't worry. We'll be over soon.
There, all done.
You are just so good at this, Mum.
I'm not who to blame if it doesn't tick.
I'm sure next springtime we'll have a lovely little heifer calf.
We'll see.
Well, anyway, Mum, guess what?
You tell me.
Well, you know my friend Ashley from Waterley Cross? Ashley from Young Farmers, who plays the cello? Anyway, I was telling her about the grazing at home farm, and she just messaged me to say she's got some young beef cattle for sale.
Has she?
Well, not her personally, her dad. 18 months old, mostly crossbred. They sound like they could be ideal.
So you've not seen them yet?
Well, no, but I'm going to have a look at them sometime this week.
Okay. Yeah, why don't you?
Only trouble is Ashley's in Amsterdam right now, so it won't be till Thursday or Friday.
And has she said how much her dad wants for them?
Well, no. Obviously, we haven't got round to talking money yet.
Okay.
I mean, I need to have a look at them first. Count their legs and stuff.
Ashley Jennings, that's who you're talking about.
Yes, well done.
You know, Dad's got a reputation as a bit of a shark when it comes to making deals.
Oh.
So be warned.
Okay.
I know we said we loan you the money, but that doesn't mean we're writing you a blank cheque.
No, of course, I understand.
Hey, Pip!
Oh, hiya.
So me and your dad will be expecting you to drive a hard
yes,
bargain.
Yes, I know. Would I do it any other way, Mum?
Okay, then.
Hey, sorry to bust in.
Hi, Rex. How's it going?
Okay. Well, Toby's away, so...
He's left you to do all the work.
Yeah, that's my bro.
All on your lonesome.
The plate meter. You said you were taking out this morning.
Oh, yes. Wait, you still want to come along?
Yeah, if that's okay.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, great.
Well, let's go then, shall we?
Yep.
Have fun.
There you are, Henry. Just a little snack in case you get hungry.
Thank you, Granny.
I'll put it in your pocket and don't forget it's there, will you?
No, I won't.
Here, what about his wellies?
Oh, do you think he'll need them?
Well, I don't know. If he's only got his trainers.
Yes, but I don't suppose Rob will be taking him out in the mud.
Whatever you think, love.
And we don't want him losing them or leaving them behind.
So who's meant to be fetching him back again?
Well, I offered, but Ursula says she's happy to drop him off.
Where's my BB-8?
Your robot?
I think he's better staying behind.
But he sleeps by my bed.
Well, yes, sweetheart, but you'll be coming back here for bedtime, won't you?
Oh, yeah, I'll go and...
There you are, Henry. Good boy. And remember, Daddy's back home now, but he's still not very well.
That's why Grandma Ursula is staying with him.
Yes. So you'll be extra specially good, won't you?
All right.
Good morning.
Ursula, come on in.
Hello.
Well, hello, young man. Are you all ready to go?
Yes.
Yes, he's made a little something for Rob.
Oh? What's that, Henry?
It's a surprise.
I see. Well, let's go and show him, shall we?
So, how's Rob doing? I mean, now that he's home.
As you'd expect. He's still in quite a lot of pain. It's going to be a while before he's properly back on his feet again.
Yes. Well, I'm glad he's home and he's made such a good recovery.
Yes.
Yes. I'm sure you are. Come on, Henry.
Okay, so...
That's it. Keep it upright so it doesn't rock.
And... Whoa!
Yeah, well done. Mm. Nice plonk.
Well, it's not that hard, really. And no jokes about me being a natural plonker.
Well, anyway, the real skill is to know how many measurements to take and where to take them.
And what the figures mean when you've got them.
Oh, average height in centimetres times 125 plus 640 gives you the dry matter per hectare in kilograms.
Yeah, OK, I knew that.
Well, that's the old-fashioned way. We just stick it all into the computer.
Oh, amazing. Well, no, really, I can see how useful that is.
No, yeah, it helps. And it's not such a bad job on a day like this. It gives you time to think.
So, how about these cows you want to buy?
Oh, it's a no-brainer, really. If they're as good as they sound, if I can get them at the right price.
Not of ifs.
Well, I shan't know till I see them. So, what about you and Toby? Your deal with Adam to graze some cows of your own?
Yeah, we're still working on it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's complicated. Toby's sorting out the finances.
Ah, right. Well, come on, keep moving. Still a few plonks left to go.
Oh, that's nice. Welcome home, Daddy.
Do you like it?
I do. It's a lovely card. Such a great picture, too. All those different colours. What a talented boy you are, hmm? Real artist.
Shall I put it on the side for you?
No, no, not yet. I haven't finished looking at it.
Oh, all right.
Can I sit on your knee?
Well...
Careful, Henry. Your daddy's still a bit sore.
Here, look, just come and snuggle up beside me. Don't hug me too hard.
I'm glad you're home, Daddy.
Yes. Yes, so am I. No more of that stinky old hospital, eh?
No.
And I'm going to have some time off work so you and me can do lots of fun things together.
Yes.
Look, not all at once, Robert. You'll have to take things gently for a while.
Yes.
Daddy, can I see your stitches on your arm?
Well, you've already seen them, Henry.
Again?
No, I think it's best if I keep it covered up for now.
Aww.
Now, Henry, stop pestering your father. You must do as you're told.
I wish Mummy was here. When's he coming home?
Well, not for a little while yet.
Why?
Because...
Henry, I think your daddy's getting tired. Why don't you come upstairs with me?
Aww.
Yes, you go with Grandma.
All right.
There's a good boy.
Come on. We'll find you some pyjamas and get your room all ready for tonight, shall we?
So you'll soon be getting your next lot of goslings?
Sometime soon, yeah. And this year, I'm not leaving it to Toby. I'm going with him.
You don't trust him, then?
Well, I don't want him coming back with another 250.
What do you think's a good number?
Well, at least 100 less. 150. Make our lives so much easier.
Mm-hmm.
Toby may not like it, but he'll just have to deal with it. I don't want a repeat of last Christmas.
Well, to be fair, you did sell them all in the end.
You think I'm being too cautious?
Well, it's not for me to say, really.
No, go on. I'd like to hear what you think.
Well, I know you and Toby have different attitudes, but you need to keep him on side, don't you? Make your life a whole lot easier.
Well, what do you suggest?
Well, you could split the difference. Say you'll go for 200. Do you think he'd buy that?
Yeah, he might. So, 200 it is.
Problem sorted, then.
Oh, thanks, Pip. It's hard with me and Toby. Yeah, sometimes I get too close to it all, know what I mean? It's great to have an unbiased opinion, especially from you.
Oh. Any time. Oh, sorry, might be Matthew.
Oh.
No, just spam.
Long-distance relationships, eh?
Yeah. I really miss him. Tony?
Oh, hello, love. Kettle's on.
Have you seen what the time is?
And
Henry's still not back.
Oh, it's only 15:15.
Yes, but it's school tomorrow. He need to be having his supper soon and getting him ready for bed.
Well, it is Rob's first day home. Maybe we should give it another few minutes.
No. We made an arrangement. I ought to keep to it. I'll give Ursula a call.
Okay, fine. I'll leave you to it.
Yes?
Ursula, I'm sorry to bother you, but you haven't forgotten what time it is.
No, I'm quite aware of the time.
Well, we did agree for Henry to be back here by 6.
Yes, never mind all that. There's been a change of plan.
What?
Henry's not coming back to you. He's staying here with us.
Sorry? What did you say?
Now his father's back home, there's no need for you to have him any more, is there?
Yes. Yes, of course there is. He's staying here, where his grandparents. We said we'd look after
him. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but I'm not going to argue with you about this. Henry belongs at home with his father, and that's where he's staying. Goodbye.
Olive oil, split peas, coffees.
Okay, but why?
A back order. Nobody got round to cancelling it.
Great.
Yeah. Well, the van turned up just now. I couldn't really send it back, so...
And no one told him the shop was closed.
Yeah. But at least it's stuff that'll keep until we're back in business. It's just finding somewhere to put it.
How about if I move this lot over here?
Yeah, that'd be great.
So, back in business... What's your guess?
It's not really up to me. You better ask your gran.
Not such a good time.
No. Well, now there's all this stuff going on with Henry. That's not going to help. Mm. I'm not going to start hassling her about the shop, though every day we stayed closed, we risked losing more customers, as well as hacking off our suppliers.
Hey, listen, Tom. I've been thinking things aren't so busy at college right now, so I could take a day off here and there to help out.
No, you don't have to do that.
I don't mind, if it makes your life easier.
No, it's really good of you, but your course is more important. We can't have you falling behind.
Okay, well, I'm here now, so I can deal with this, if you're needing to be somewhere else.
Well...
Like, have you had any breakfast? Okay, so go and have some now.
Okay, yes, maybe I will.
Go on. As soon as I'm through, I'll go down to the polytunnels.
Johnny, you're a star.
It's no problem. Okay.
Psst!
Huh? What?
Psst. Hey, Johnny. It's me.
Jazza. What the...
Shh. Keep it down, will you?
What the hell are you doing?
It's okay. I'm no planning to stay.
No, you've got a nerve to even show your face round here.
I know. I had to see you. It's urgent. I need to have a wee word.
No. Sorry, mate. It's no good coming to me.
Johnny, wait. You've got to help me. I'm desperate.
Oh, I can't do that, I'm afraid. I've got work to do. So get out of here now, before Tom sees you.
She promised, Tom. She promised she'd bring Henry back here for supper. It was all just a pack of lies.
Well, it's not just Ursula. You can bet Rob was right behind her.
Oh, yes, I'm quite sure he was.
But what are we going to do about it? I mean, we can't really go around there and kidnap Henry.
I know. Oh. We've got to try and stay calm and think rationally and carefully.
this isn't about us and Rob and Ursula. We've got to do whatever's best for Henry.
And for Helen.
Well, of course. So Henry needs to be back here with us where he's happy and safe and can be properly looked after. That's what Helen would want.
So how do we make it happen?
Well, however upset and angry we feel, it'll be far better for Henry if we can sort this out amicably. So I'm going to call Ursula and give her one more chance. Try and appeal to her better nature, if she's got such a thing.
Tom.
Oh. Hey, Johnny, what's up?
Anyway, before I do that, I'd better make sure Clary is okay in the dairy.
Okay, Mum.
You okay, Johnny?
Yeah, fine.
I'll catch you later, Mum.
Yeah, all right.
So, Johnny?
Tom, you'd better come up to the polytunnels. Quick.
Shall I shut this window? There's quite a draught.
No, leave it. I like the fresh air.
All right.
So, how was Henry?
Oh, we got there in plenty of time. And I reminded that teacher, no one's allowed to pick him up except for me.
All right.
She's not to hand him over to anyone else.
But what about Henry? He did seem a bit unsettled when he left.
Oh.
After all those bad dreams.
Oh, Henry was fine, darling. He's such a brave little chap.
No more awkward questions about...
Now, come on. You must stop worrying. As far as he's concerned, his mother's on holiday. Even if it turns out to be a very long holiday, he'll soon get used to the idea.
Well, let's hope.
Oh. Pat, I expect. I suppose it was bound to happen.
Here, let me answer it.
No. I'll deal with it. Good morning.
Hello, Ursula. Do you mind if we talk?
I really don't think there's much to say, Pat.
Look, I don't want us to fight about this. It's not going to help anyone, is it? We need to talk it over reasonably and try and think what's best for Henry.
Oh, I think that decision's already been made, don't you?
Well, whatever you may have decided, that may not be the best answer.
Here, let me talk to her.
How dare you lecture me, Pat?
Here, give it to me.
I'm not lecturing anyone. I'm trying to keep this civilised.
Pat, it's Rob, Henry's father.
Hello, Rob.
Just in case it slipped your mind, I am his father. I have full parental rights.
Yes, I do know that.
Yes, so Henry is my son, and this is his home. And from now on, he's going to stay here with me. Do you understand?
Rob, it's not just up to you. What about Helen? What do you think she wants?
Helen? And just what exactly does she have to do with this?
Rob, she's his mother.
Come on, please. After what she's done... She's no longer responsible for Henry.
Rob, no. How can you say that?
Listen. She tried to kill me. She's given up any rights to her son. It's not her story anymore. It's about me and Henry.
What? No. That's not fair. That's just not true.
I'm sorry. That's all I have to say. Goodbye.
Oh, my God.
Half a dozen pigs let loose in a polytunnel. That's what they can do. You reckon they were in here all night?
I don't know. Since early morning, when they woke up and found some genius had left the fencer off.
So
stupid of me.
I guess it's easily done, especially at the moment.
And then I go and leave the gate open to the pig field. Somebody give me a medal.
Hey, it was late. You were tired. Anyway, let's look on the bright side.
What?
At least I came up here early and found them, and we've got them back in the field, so now we can start the tidy up.
Johnny, look at this place.
Well, there's still time to replant, isn't there?
Not so easy. For a start, where am I going to find enough organic plants at this time
of
year?
Tom!
Oh, Mum. Look, let's try and keep her out of here. I don't want her to see this.
Okay.
Mum, hey.
Tom! Oh, Tom.
What's happened? Did you call Ursula?
Yes, I did. And then Rob came on the phone and... Oh, Tom, he said such terrible things about Helen.
Oh, okay. But that's got to be par for the course. Don't let it get to you.
But he's going to keep Henry. He's not going to let us have him back.
What?
That's what he said.
Whoa. There are laws, Mum. He can't just do that. We need to stay cool and talk to Dominic.
Yes, I tried. Dominic's in court. They said he'd call us back as soon as he can.
Okay. So that's bad, Mum. Really bad, and I'm so sorry. but let's wait and see what he's got to say.
So, how was school today, Did you have a nice time?
It was all right.
That's good. But nice to be home again too, eh?
Yes.
Now, Henry, why don't we go down and make some tea?
Oh, I want to stay with Daddy.
Now, come on. Do as you're told.
No, it's okay. He's fine. He can stay a bit longer.
Yes.
Well, all right. Not too long.
So, tell me more about your day. Who did you play with at dinner time?
Nobody.
And who is this Mr. Nobody? Now, come on, pass me those cards. Shall we play Go Fish?
Daddy, you're better now, aren't you?
Yes, I told you, I'm going to be fine.
I don't want you to go back to hospital.
Hey, listen. I'm never going away again.
Good.
You're my best boy. You're going to stay here with me, and I'll look after you. Promise.
Yes, you lot, troublemakers. I'll be watching you.
Hey!
Oh, no.
Hey, Johnny!
Jazza, you just don't get it, do you?
Okay. I know I'm no welcome around here.
So what is this? Why are you back? Can't you see you wasting your time?
Johnny, wait. Just hear me out, will you? Give me 2 minutes. For old time's sake. It's an emergency. I'm in a real pickle. Lost one of my jobs, I've got no cash, and now I'm about to be homeless as well. I could really do with a break here.
So what about Jim's? Are you moving back in there?
Maybe, but he still hasn't offered, and even if he does, I can't go sponging after the old guy. I need to pay my way, so I need my old job back again.
Yeah, and your point is?
Johnny, you're my only hope. If you could speak to Tom, tell him how sorry am I.
No.
See, I never meant that stuff about Helen. I'll never open my big mouth again.
Oh, it's no good, Jazza. Have you got any idea what it's like for them all? Nothing I can say will make a difference with Tom.
You could try.
No, I'm sorry. I can't help you, Jazz. You're on your own.
I've talked to Dominic. It doesn't look as if we've got much choice.
Okay.
If we want Henry back and Rob won't compromise, then we'll have to take him to court.
So?
We file an application to the family court and try and arrange a hearing. He thinks we might get one in a couple of days, if we're lucky.
Rob's never going to back down, is he? So we might as well get Henry back here as soon as we can.
I'm afraid it's not quite so simple. Dominic thinks we'd have a fair case, but there are no guarantees. It's up to the family court. The judge may not decide in our favour.
OK, but we've got to try, haven't we? We can't just do nothing.
Yes, yes. Dominic's recommended a solicitor for us and she's going to call us back later this afternoon.
Does Dad know?
Of course.
Good. Oh, I'll get it. We've got to do this, Mum. Not just for our sake, for Helen's.
Yes, I know.
Good afternoon.
Ursula.
I've come to fetch some things for Henry. Do you mind if I come in?
What?
I don't need much, just some clothes he left behind and some of his toys. The rest can wait.
Hold on.
And please don't let's make a fuss. The sooner it's done, the better.
Yeah, but you can't just... Tom,
it's all right. It's all here. Already packed.
Oh.
Well, I'm glad you're being sensible about this.
I'm doing it for Henry, not for you. And there's something else I want to say.
Yes?
This doesn't mean we've changed our minds. Henry needs to be back here with us. And if Rob refuses even to talk about it, then he's leaving us with no choice. We'll have to go through the courts.
I see.
I'll be talking to a lawyer. So this is your last chance.
Very well. You must do whatever you want, Pat. We'll see you in court.
No, no, keep them closed. Don't look yet.
All right.
Nearly there.
Oh.
Now. There. What do you think?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Are you pleased?
Lillian, I am delighted. The table is wonderful. It fits the room perfectly.
Oh, good. Well, didn't I tell you?
Yeah, and there was me worrying it'd be too big. You were absolutely right.
Oh, I'm glad you like it.
Like it? I love it.
And I think it goes well with the sideboard.
Yes, and the dining chairs. I'll have to start planning some big dinner parties.
Well, it's as I've been saying all along, decor isn't enough. You know, this house needs the right kind of furnishing to bring it to life.
Yes, yes, now I see just what...
What, Justin?
This yellow chair in the corner.
Oh, yes, bronze. It's a bronze velvet.
I don't seem to remember us ordering it.
Well, no, it's one of my own.
Yours?
Yes. Well, you see, after they brought all the new stuff in, I thought, well, the room still lacked a certain je ne sais quoi. Mm. A couple of statement pieces, perhaps.
Ah.
And this chair's always been a favourite of mine. Well, I think the bold colour really works to animate this dark corner, don't you? Look, if not, I can always take it away.
No, I'm beginning to see what you mean. A statement piece? Well, let's leave it where it is.
Really?
Now, as you say, it's quite a dark corner.
Yeah.
And you really have done so well. I can't thank you enough for all your help.
It's been a real pleasure, Justin.
Now I can show the place off to my friends and relations, pretend it was all my good taste.
You are kind, darling.
Oh, and Miranda's coming down soon.
Miranda?
Yes. Next week sometime.
Oh.
I can't wait to show her. I think she's going to be very impressed.
Now it's all up and running, you can get the general idea.
So this is the collecting pen?
Yeah, that's right. You see, it's fairly narrow, so they can't try and double back. And then they go on from here through to the forcing pen.
Right, what? And the sides are sheeted so they can't see out?
Yes, like using blinkers on a horse. The race is curved so they can't see too far ahead. And then straight into the crush at the end.
Well, I suppose that all makes sense.
Yeah, less stress for them, less hassle for us. Well, I think it's a great investment. A proper handling system will make our job a whole lot easier.
Our job?
Oh, whoever's looking after them.
Yeah, surely that's up to Pip and those Fairbrother boys.
Yeah. Though... I wouldn't hold your breath as far as the Fairbrothers are concerned.
Oh, why's that?
Pip thinks they may be having trouble getting the money together.
Well, you do surprise me.
Hello?
Mom, hi.
You're too late, darling. You missed the guided tour.
I'm sorry. Oh, just had Pat on the phone again.
So, what's the latest?
Oh, well, Rob's still refusing to give an inch. He won't even let them see Henry. So there's nothing else for it. They're taking him to court.
That's terrible.
Does all seem so unnecessary.
Well, what else can they do?
And Rob did practically kidnap Henry.
Yes, I suppose you're right.
Anyway, there's going to be a family court hearing tomorrow afternoon. So we'll have to wait and see what happens.
Helen, last time I saw you, I asked you to be ready to talk to me about what happened on the night you were arrested.
I know, but... I told you, it's so difficult.
Yeah, I understand that. But I'm afraid I must ask you to try again.
Anna, that's not important. Henry is important.
You must try not to worry about that. We'll find out what's happening at the family court hearing tomorrow.
I don't want him to stay with Rob. He mustn't.
Yes, I do understand. And we're going to do our very best...
I don't want him there. He's not safe. Do you understand? He's not safe.
Okay, Helen.
He needs to be at home with Mum and Dad.
All right. I can't make any promises, but I do think we've got a good case. And as soon as we have a decision, I'll let you know.
Okay.
But we do need to move on and think about what's going to happen next week. Your bail application and your court hearing.
Yes. All right.
I know this is hard and painful for you, but I want you to try and tell me... exactly what happened between you and Rob.
I'm still waiting for your answer, Brian. Do you think it's all a big waste of money?
No, not in the least.
Oh, that's good.
No, you're right. If we're going to have these cattle up here, we'll need a decent handling system.
Oh, I'm glad you agree.
Are you two coming in for coffee?
Yes, in a minute.
Not for me, thanks, Mum.
Jenny, I was just trying to remember the last time we had cattle on the farm.
Oh, goodness. Back in the dark ages.
Yeah, it must be a good 30 years ago.
Yes. Ah, it'd be nice to see them up here again.
Right, I'm off to check on the ewes. I'll see you later.
Yeah, all right. So what about that coffee?
Oh, it's Justin and Lillian.
What have those two been up to?
Oh, Brian. You know, I had such a strange experience this morning down in the Millennium Wood.
Have you been at the Magic Mushrooms again?
No, no, really. No, listen. You know that little glade right in the middle? What do you think I saw down among the tree roots?
Tell me.
A little elfin grotto.
What?
Oh, a grotto. Place where fairies live. It had a tiny door leading to a tiny room with tiny little table and chairs inside.
Jenny?
No, it was absolutely beautifully done. Someone had obviously gone to a lot of trouble.
I was joking about the magic mushrooms, and now I'm beginning to wonder.
Jenny, darling.
Oh, hello. Coffee, I'm just about to make some.
Oh, yeah, that would be marvellous. And then there's something I want you to do for me.
Oh, what?
Come down with me to the Dower House. I need your help.
Then Rob said something about the song that was playing.
Said what exactly?
I'm not sure. It's so hard to remember. The song was playing and Rob was... he was by me. And then Henry called from upstairs and I wanted to go, to get away, but Rob said he'd go up and...
Yeah? What happened then?
When Rob was gone, I went and got the phone.
Was this the landline or the mobile?
No, a spare phone, one Kirsty had lent me.
Kirsty had lent you a mobile phone?
Yes.
And why was that, Helen?
Because... Well, I don't know, just as a spare. I mean, she didn't need it. Does it matter?
All right. And what happened then?
I wanted to talk to Kirsty. I called her and she didn't pick up. Then Rob came back down and...
So you didn't speak to Kirsty?
Yes. Yes, I did. I did. She called me back.
When?
I'm not sure. Just after Rob came down?
Try and be sure about that. It could be important.
Yes, yes, it was just after Rob came down from Henry.
And what did you say to her?
Can't remember.
Try.
Not very much. Rob was watching me, so... I said I was okay and I'd get back to her.
I see. Can you remember what happened next?
I think that's when Rob began to get angry.
He didn't like you talking to Kirsty?
No. He took the phone. Then... there was something on the stove and it boiled over and... Yes, I told him I was going to leave him. I did. That's what I said.
How did Rob react when you said that?
Well, he got cross. He, told me I could never do it.
Was he aggressive?
I told you he was angry.
Was he violent towards you?
What?
Did he threaten you or hit you?
Well, I don't know. I was upset. He was angry and then... Then he gave me the knife.
So Rob gave the knife to you?
Yes. Yes, yes, he must have. I don't remember picking it up.
Well, then what happened? Helen?
Well, I don't know. It's all mixed up. I can't...
You must try for me,
no.
Helen.
No, I can't. I can't do this. It's too hard. I just can't. Oh, Henry. Oh, my little boy. Oh,
all right, Helen. Oh. Shall we stop for now and have a break? And then we'll carry on as soon as you're ready.
Oh, yes. Oh, the room looks so much better.
Really, darling, you're not just saying that.
No, no, I mean it. Oh, that's such a fabulous table.
And what about the chair in the corner?
Oh, yes. Well, it's very
distinctive.
Oh, come on, there's no need to be kind. You think it's hideous.
No, no. Well, the colour may not be to everybody's taste, but...
Oh, there, you see. If you don't like it, what's Miranda going to think?
Lillian, this isn't just about the colour of the chair, is it?
What do you mean?
Oh, I think I know what the real problem is and why you're having this little crisis of confidence.
So tell me, darling.
Well, let's face it, you are in a rather unusual position, aren't you? I mean, here you are, Justin's PA, furnishing his home for him, and you're having to make the kind of, well, the kind of intimate, personal choices that, well, that in normal circumstances only a wife would make.
A wife?
Mm-hmm. No wonder you're feeling a little bit compromised. I'm sure I'd feel just the same.
Oh, Jenny, you were meant to make me feel better about Miranda coming. Now I'm more worried than ever.
I told you. Can't be sure of anything. It's all mixed up. It just feels like a bad dream.
Yes, I know. Tell me as much as you can.
But why? It won't change what happened. It won't make anything better.
I'll tell you again why it's so important. When you go into court, you'll most likely be facing two separate charges, attempted murder and wounding with intent. If you plead not guilty to both counts, the jury may agree, and then you'd be acquitted and free to go home. However, they might find you not guilty on the first charge, but guilty on the second, in which case you would be most likely to go to prison, but for a shorter sentence.
I don't know.
You could plead guilty to the lesser charge, wounding with intent, in which case you'd face a sentence of 4 to 6 years, of which you'd serve half in prison.
Six?
That's why the truth is so important. If Rob was violent towards you or to Henry, then you acted in self-defence. But if that was the case, then you mustn't plead guilty to either charge.
Henry would be 11.
Helen.
What difference does it make?
Shall I go through it again?
You're saying, whatever I do now, I could end up spending years in prison. What kind of choice is that?
Hey, Johnny.
Oh, hiya.
What are you out here for? You're going to be late for college.
No, I'm not going in today.
How come?
I thought I'd be more used staying here, helping you get these plants sorted out.
Johnny, it's good of you, but we can't have you taking time off and getting behind.
It's all okay. I shan't get behind.
No?
No, I fixed it. I talked to the college. I've arranged to skip a day and catch up later.
Can you do that?
Yeah, I told them why, about the great pig disaster. They were fine about it.
Oh.
So I'm going to spend the day up here and do some replanting.
Are you sure?
How many plants have we got here? Hundreds. You can't do them all by yourself.
Well...
So I thought maybe I'd start on the lettuce, try and get them done this morning.
Johnny, that's brilliant.
I'm guessing you've got way more important stuff to do.
Oh, yes. If you could make a start, that would be fantastic.
Hello. How's it all going?
Good. I'm just making a start.
Oh, that's great, Johnny. Well done.
You knew he was skipping college, then?
Oh, yes.
Sorry, Tom. I didn't see you last night. Then you were up early for the pigs.
Oh, no, no. Don't worry. I'm not complaining.
It's really good of you to help us out.
Well, it'll be one less thing for you and Grant to worry about today.
Yes. Yes, it will.
So, remind me, what's the schedule?
We're heading off in a minute to Felpisham.
OK.
The hearing should be sometime later this morning. I'm hoping we'll get an update from our solicitor before it starts.
You've got a new solicitor?
Yes, Dominic is representing Helen. Maggie is there for us.
What about the barrister woman?
Anna? Oh, yes, she'll be representing Helen in court.
Do you know if Rob's going to be there?
Not sure. I assume Ursula will be. And Rob's solicitor, Stephen somebody. Anyway, I better get off.
So when will we know the decision?
As soon as it's over. The judge will tell us at the end of the hearing. So keep your fingers crossed, eh?
Robert's very disappointed not to be here. He really isn't well enough.
Yes, I understand.
Now, Stephen, I know you've talked it all through with him on the phone, but if there's anything else I can tell you...
No, I don't think so.
It's a distressing situation for you all, especially for Henry. But I think the relevant facts are clear enough.
Oh, yes. But, of course, the Archer family don't seem to care about the facts. They're just so determined to have their own way. Never mind what's best for Henry. Oh, it's all such a waste of time and money. When do we start?
We're next on the list, so about half an hour?
I suppose you better tell me what to expect.
Well, it's not quite as formal as an ordinary court. Mm. No wigs and gowns. The judge will hear the applicants first, the Archers. Then we'll be invited to reply. The judge may also question any of us before he reaches his decision.
Well, let's hope he doesn't take too long about it.
The fact that Rob's too ill to attend may not be such a bad thing. It'll help to remind the court just how serious his injuries are.
He's lucky to be alive. The woman is completely insane, and now her family assumes they've a right to take Henry away from his father.
Yes, well...
Well, the whole idea is completely absurd. It can't possibly be allowed.
I'm afraid the court is obliged to consider both sides of the argument. And we're up against an experienced barrister, Anna Tregoran.
You know her?
Yes, by reputation.
Well, surely it doesn't matter who they've paid to represent them.
She's a capable lawyer. I don't suppose she'll make things easy for us.
You mean she'll try and twist the facts to get what they want?
Not quite as strong as that, perhaps.
Well, I for one won't be prepared to sit there and listen to a pack of lies.
Yes, well, before we go in, just a word of advice. No matter how upset you may feel, it's best to keep calm and stay quiet. Let me do the talking.
I'm really not looking forward to this.
It's got to be done, Tony. It's the only way.
And look at Ursula sitting over there. If looks could kill, eh?
So, just ignore her.
I'll do my best. I just want to get the whole thing over and done with.
Shh, shh, shh. Here we go.
I'm sure the court will understand that this is a highly unusual and worrying case. We're here to discuss the interests and well-being of a 5-year-old boy who's recently suffered the breakup of his home under very unhappy and distressing circumstances. Henry was witness to events that have left him deeply traumatised and facing an uncertain future.
Too right.
As we know, immediately following the incident on the night of 4th of April, Henry was taken to the nearby home of his maternal grandparents, Mr. and Mrs. Archer. They have known Henry since birth. They are his birth family. Mr. Titchener is not the birth father. Henry and his mother lived with Mr. and Mrs. Archer at Bridge Farm for several years before she married Mr. Titchener. They have remained very close to Henry, often helping with his care while his mother was working on the farm. For the 2 weeks immediately following the incident, they were able to provide a secure and supportive home for Henry, where they helped him come to terms with what has happened, and where he was able to return to school and carry on a life of relative normality with his blood relations in a caring and familiar environment.
Oh.
All this came to an end, however, on Sunday last, when Mr. and Mrs. Archer agreed that Henry should visit his stepfather, Mr. Titchener, at his home. Having promised to return Henry to them at a reasonable time, Mr. Titchener broke this promise and kept Henry with him.
Yes.
Since that time, he has refused to return Henry or even to allow him any contact with his grandparents.
There you go. Milk, no sugar.
That's awesome. Thanks, Tom.
Hey, look at this. You're doing such a great job here.
Yeah, I'm making progress. I've got my music, and I just think of all the lovely lettuces we'll be cutting in a few weeks' time.
Positive approach. I like it.
Mm. So did you get up to the sausages?
Yes, I gave Morris some quality time. He's a lot happier now.
That's always good to know.
Yeah. It's given me some breathing space, but I still feel like I'm running to keep up.
Guess who came round here on Monday, begging for his job back?
What? Jazza came back here?
Don't worry, I told him where to go.
Well, he's lucky I didn't spot him.
Well, I told him that as well. Then he came on with this big sob story, how he's broke and homeless with nowhere to go.
Oh, yeah, my heart really bleeds.
It sounds like things aren't working out so well with Harrison and Fallon.
Really? And just why should we care?
I'm not saying I do.
No, don't waste his sympathy on Jazza. He's only got himself to blame.
We've heard a lot of very emotional arguments from my colleagues representing the Archer family, which is perhaps understandable, given the circumstances of the case we're discussing.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'd like to put the emotion to one side for a few moments and talk about the facts.
Yes.
Henry's mother, Helen Titchener, is currently on remand facing a very serious charge, attempted murder. Mr. Titchener was the victim of a vicious assault that left him with grave and life-threatening injuries.
Yeah.
It was only thanks to prompt action by the medical services that he survived. Nevertheless, he was in hospital for 2 weeks, much of that time in intensive care, and is still recovering from his wounds. Indeed, he is too ill to be with us in court this morning. Those are the disturbing facts behind this application. I would also like to remind the court that Mr. Titchener was granted full parental responsibility for Henry by Henry's mother, and this right is bound to take precedent over any assumed relationship with his maternal grandparents, who, of course, do not hold parental responsibility. I can also confirm that for the last 3 days, Henry has been happily settled at his home with Mr. Titchener. He has carried on going to school as before, and while at home, he's being also looked after by Mrs. Ursula Titchener, who has been able to take on the role of a loving and capable grandmother.
Yes.
Between them, they can provide Henry with a secure and stable family home. And surely it is in Henry's best interests that he remain there with the man he loves and calls his daddy.
That's it. I'm done with the lettuce.
Yeah?
I'm going to grab a quick bite and move on to the beans.
Oh, that's great, Johnny.
What is that? Or shouldn't I ask?
Cream and yoghurts, way past their sell-by date.
Okay.
Oh, no good for anything. Can't even feed it to the pigs.
That's a shame.
If the shop stays closed, it's going to be an ongoing problem.
Well, I'm not letting it put me off my dinner. I'm not starving.
Yeah, you go on. I'll join you in a bit. Oh.
Your mum and dad? You've not heard any news, have you?
No. I've been waiting for a call, but...
Okay.
Hi! Mum, so what happened?
It's terrible news.
You won't believe this. You are just not going to believe it.
What?
We lost. We can't have Henry back. The judge says he has to stay with Rob.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. How? I mean, how can that be right?
It's all too true, I'm afraid.
That's crazy.
Yes, it's all so wrong, but there's nothing we could do to stop it.
I don't get it. Why?
I know. I can't believe it.
But he must have given a reason.
I think, from what Anna says, it's mostly because Helen gave Rob parental responsibility.
But that doesn't make him Henry's real father.
No, it doesn't.
No, but it does give him rights, apparently.
Even though it's us who are his blood relations.
Okay, but...
Oh, it's just so random.
Well, not according to the law. And of course, Rob's lawyer really went for the jugular, going on about Rob's life-threatening injuries. He made Helen...
Tony, stop, please. I just don't even want to think about it.
Well, I felt like standing up and giving you
okay,
one.
Okay, okay. So what happens now? I mean, to Henry?
It's just as I said. He stays at Blossom Hill with Rob and Ursula.
And we don't get to see him at all.
Well...
One day. We're allowed to have him for just one day a week.
How can they do that? How can they do that to Henry?
I know. It's so unfair and ridiculous.
The only ray of hope is that it's just a temporary measure. They say they need more time to review the evidence, so there's going to be another hearing in June.
Okay, well, I guess that's something.
Yes, but they may not change their minds even then. And in the meantime, poor Henry will be stuck up at Blossom Hill and not allowed to see the rest of his family.
Oh, that little lad. We're just going to have to grin and bear it, Tom.
That doesn't make it any better.
I'm not saying it does.
Oh, never mind us. What about Helen? She's going to be devastated.
Well, hey there.
Oh, no.
It's the professor himself, my old pal Jim.
Well, well, Jazza, hello.
So, moved back in at last, eh? Home sweet home. It's been a long time coming.
Yes, it has.
Still, the word is they've done a grand job on the place. Right, swanky pad, eh?
Yes, it's all a bit of a mess right now. I'm still settling back in.
Okay, well, if you need any help with the heavy stuff, I've plenty of time on my hands. Just say the word.
No, that's very kind of you. It's just a few finishing touches.
Well, if you change your mind, you know where to find me. Just apply to the sofa, Woodbine Cottage. Although, between us, I don't think I'm going to be welcome there for too much longer.
Really? Oh.
In fact, I was hoping maybe we could have a wee word about my housing situation.
I
don't mean to press you or nothing, but it'd be handy to fix up a schedule here.
Schedule?
Aye, for me to move back in with you again, just so as I can say to Father.
Jazza, I'm really sorry. I can't talk right now. I'm on my way to an urgent appointment. Goodbye.
Yes, Mum heard from Pat this morning. It's awful.
I can see it must be very disappointing for Pat and Tony.
Disappointing? Linda, they're only allowed to see Henry one day a week.
Yes, so I understand.
Oh, it must be so upsetting for them.
Well, it must be difficult for the court to please everybody. But I'm sure they did what they thought best for Henry.
It should never have gone to court in the first place. Not if Rob hadn't been so unreasonable.
Well, after what he's been through, poor man.
It's just what you'd expect from him, I suppose.
Oh? He's never seemed that unreasonable to me.
Well, I suppose me getting cross about it won't help Henry.
Such a tragic situation for them all, isn't it?
Yes.
Still, can we talk about something more cheerful? Our May Day celebrations.
Yes.
I've confirmed our booking with the Morris men, and I've managed to delegate Neil to check the Maypole and set it up in good time.
Well, that's a start.
Yes. So how are you getting on with your collection for the jumble sale?
Not too well, I'm afraid.
Oh, dear.
I've made a few calls, but one or two of our regulars say they're selling their decent stuff online.
Oh, heavens. Yet another community tradition sabotaged by the internet. Is nothing sacred?
Yeah, thanks, Susan. Cheerio.
Ah, Eddie.
Oh, morning, Linda.
Anyway, I must get back to work. I'll let you know how it goes.
All right, Shula. And good luck. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye, all go this morning, eh? No rest for the wicked.
Eddie, wait. Not so fast. You and I need to talk.
Oh. Hello, Jim. Back already?
What? No. I just popped round to pick up the last of my books.
Oh.
My complete Scriptorum Classicorum Bibliotheca Oxoniensis. A home just doesn't feel like a home without it.
Absolutely.
There. Oh, all on board. I leave you to your equine duties.
Jim, wait. I saw Harrison in the shop this morning.
Did you? Oh.
Yes, and apparently things are getting a little bit tense at Woodbine Cottage.
Are they? Oh, dear.
So have you talked to Jazza yet?
Jazza?
Jim, come on. You can't go on avoiding him forever.
I don't know. It's quite a big village.
Be fair. You need to make up your mind one way or another. And then you ought to tell him.
The thing is, Shula, as fond as I am of Jazza, I'm not quite so enamoured with some of his domestic habits.
I see.
Fussy of me, I know, but I suppose I've got used to not finding half-eaten takeaways on the sofa, dirty overalls soaking in the bath.
So you'd really prefer to live on your own?
In a word, yes.
All right, fair enough. But when are you going to break the news?
That blooming shepherd's hut. Linda reckons the roof's been leaking.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, she'd nabbed me on the green and darn near frog marched me down to see it.
And was it leaking?
Well, hardly. I mean, not so as you'd notice. Just dripping onto the stove.
Well, the weather we've been having.
Yeah, that's what I told her. Mm. Oh, you know, Linda, nothing's ever good enough for her. She wants me to go down and fix it.
Oh, you need a bit of mastic.
Yeah, I don't see why I should. After all the time I spent on the chimney.
Oh,
That was it as far as I'm concerned. I didn't say nothing about after-sale service.
No, no, you didn't give her no guarantee nor nothing.
Yeah, still, I suppose I better go and see to it, or I'll never get a minute's peace.
Here, here, I tell you what, Eddie, I got an idea.
Go on, then.
How about you offer Linda Snell a... what's it, a service agreement?
Aye?
Yeah, you know, like the shops does when you buys a new telly.
Oh, what, an extended warranty?
Yeah, that's it. You could do the same for the hut.
You reckon?
Well, I don't see why not. Well, say she pays you £10 a month for a couple of years. Well, you add it up, that's quite a lot of money.
I'd still have to do the repairs.
Well, there ain't much else left to go wrong with it now, is there? You'll be bound to make a tidy profit.
Yeah. Dad, you're a genius.
No, he's not here.
Jim?
I can't see him. Perhaps I should come back another time.
Jim, stay. You made an arrangement. He said he'd meet us here.
But what am I going to say?
Oh, come on, you can do it. Just be firm and honest.
Hey, Jim!
Look.
My old friend.
Oh, hello.
Who is this? Come here and let me give you a proper man hug. I'm glad there's a place in the corner there. Just the old times. So we can have a nice cosy manty manner.
Right then, I'll leave you to it.
Sure.
And this shin's on me, okay? You go out and grab a pew. I'll be right with you.
There you are, Joe. Is that strong enough for you?
Oh, just a ticky-tick. Thank you very much.
You comfortable there?
Oh, it's nice to sit here in the sunshine, let other folk do the work, eh?
You sure you can manage, Eddie?
Yeah. No problem.
Do be careful, won't you?
I will. So, you've had your bit of stone carving done, then?
Yes, the engraving. It's to be the centrepiece of my Resurgam garden.
Oh.
I had a stonemason do it specially for me. And I'm so thrilled with the result. He's made a beautiful job of the lettering. It's a real work of art. It's almost ethereal.
Oh, there we go.
And it's quite a delicate piece of craftsmanship.
Oh, don't you worry. Eddie knows how to handle a bit of stone. He's got a natural feel for the materials.
Has he?
Here she comes. Almost there.
You talk about craftsmanship. It's in his blood, you see. I taught him everything he knows.
Well, at least he's fixed the leak in my shepherd's hut. I hope it lasts.
Oh, you don't need to worry about that.
Right. Is this where you want it, Linda?
Wait. Let's see. I'm not sure. Just leave it on the trolley for the moment while I have a think.
Suits me.
I can't see it from here.
Well, the exact positioning will be crucial. Otherwise, it'll upset the spiritual equilibrium of the whole garden.
Where's me specs?
It must weigh half a ton. I don't want to shift it again.
Let's have a look at this here engraving.
Maybe just a few inches to the north.
So, that'll be another job done, eh? After I fix that leak for you.
Yes.
And, Linda, about the hut. I know we've had a few teething troubles.
Yes, we have.
So, I'm going to make you a special offer.
Oh?
Yeah. Just as a gesture of good faith and honouring my reputation as a craftsman, I'm prepared to give you an extended warranty.
A what?
A proper cast-iron guarantee. If anything else goes wrong, I'll come and fix it. And it'll only cost you a tenner a month.
Eddie, please tell me you're not serious.
Here, missus, who'd you say carved it and engraved it?
A highly skilled stonemason, Joe.
Could have fooled me.
What?
Well, these letters, they ain't even. They're all up and down.
Yes, Joe.
Dad.
Different sizes, like they've been scratched on with a nail.
Joe, it's called Bayer's font, and it was used in Coventry Cathedral. And yes, it does have a certain organic, unregimented, pre-industrial feel to it, but that's the whole point.
Oh. Yes, Dad, it's organic.
So it's meant to look like that, then?
Yes. Now, if you'll excuse me, I don't have time to sit here all afternoon.
What about the stone?
Just leave it there for now, Eddie.
What about your extended warranty?
Eddie, please go before I tell you exactly what to do with your extended warranty.
A dragon suit?
Aye. So, Julian says you're cheeky so-and-so. There's no way I'm wearing that.
I bet she did.
It's like she's breathing fire already. And then Kenton tries to palm it off on me. Me, a true-blooded Scotsman.
So who did end up wearing it?
You can guess.
Kenton.
Aye. Well, Julian is the guy with the big sword.
Kenton? Hardly my idea of dragon material.
Aye. No so much Smaug. Think Puff the Magic Dragon, eh?
Yes.
Julian, though. She was a natural warrior. Looked dead sexy in her armour. Fierce and all. No dragon would try and mess with her.
Certainly not Kenton.
He spent most of the night hiding out in the ploughman's.
Sounds like a fun evening. I'm sorry I missed it.
I'm sorry too. Wasn't it the same without you?
Yes. Well, I had other plans.
Jim, I'll be honest. I've been missing you that much. It's like there's been a big black hole in my life.
Oh. Well,
it's true what they say, innit? You don't know what you've got till it's gone, eh? We had some great old times together down at your place. It's a shame it had to end. So maybe we can pick up where we left off, eh?
Jazza, before we go any further, there's something I ought to say.
Jim, wait, just hold on a minute. I know that maybe in the past I took advantage of your generosity, but I'm a changed man.
Are you?
Aye, I've learned a lot since the flood. I'm older now, wiser. So when I move back in...
Whoa, hold on.
When I move back, I'll keep the place clean and tidy and pay more attention to my personal hygiene. I'll be your Amy house elf, the perfect housemate.
Jazza.
And when I'm back in work, I'll pay you a proper rent and my share of the bills. Name me a freeloading. I'll be a real asset to you. And Jim, be honest. Don't say you're not going to miss me and all. All alone in that big bungalow, you get just a wee bit lonesome.
Well, I... Oh. All right, then. You win.
Aye?
Yes. You can move back in at the weekend.
Oh, Jim! My saviour!
All right, that's quite enough of that.
Oh, Jim, you're a real saint. You won't regret this. I promise.
Pat! Hi. Hello.
Morning.
Don't want to hold you up. I just wondered if there'd been any more news.
Not really, no. Things are pretty much the same.
Oh, Pat, we're so upset about Henry, about the court decision.
Yes. Well, there's nothing more we can do for now. We just have to try and be patient.
And what about Helen? How's she coping?
I wish I knew, David. She still doesn't want to see anyone. She won't even talk on the phone.
Oh. Ruth sent her a couple of letters. I don't know if she got them.
The only person she'll talk to is Anna, her barrister. I'm on my way to see her now.
Okay. Oh, here's Pip.
Well, I must get on. Thank Ruth for me.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hello.
But you must let us know if there's anything we can do to help. Anything at all.
Thanks, David.
We'll keep in touch. Bye.
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 Poor Auntie Pat. She looks awful.
Yeah.
If she's like that, what must it be like for Helen?
It's hard to even go there.
Oh, it was such a horrible nightmare for them.
Yeah. So, where are you off to?
I told you. I'm going to Pennyhasset to meet Ashley and look at those cattle.
Oh, yeah, the crossbreds.
Yeah, her dad's going to be there too. So I'm hoping we can reach a deal.
But Anna, when you told her, she must have said something.
Not much. And it wasn't a very good line. But I made sure she understood the court's decision. If I'm able to talk it through with her this afternoon, then of course I'll do so.
Oh, thank you, Anna.
But you do understand, she's still not very forthcoming. And that presents a bit of a problem for us with the plea hearing next week. If she decides to plead not guilty, then we'll need to prepare a proper defence. And that's hard if she's still not giving us all the facts.
Anna, I can't understand. Must have been self-defence. Rob did something to provoke her. Why would she want to hold anything back?
I think there's a part of her that still blames herself for what happened.
Oh.
And I think there might be fear buried deep in there somewhere.
Fear?
Well, we don't know yet what's been going on between her and Rob before all this happened.
No, we don't.
Rob hasn't gone away. Whatever happened, she must be terrified of facing him.
Oh, God.
And she's tired, confused. She's probably dealing with a whole mix of emotions. Shock, guilt, shame. And, of course, she's worrying all the time about Henry. Perhaps it's no wonder she's struggling to understand it all.
So we must try and help her understand.
We do need her to give us the whole story. Then we'll know how best to proceed.
Annie, you don't think she'll plead guilty?
That really has to be her decision. All I can do is give her the best possible advice.
I wish she'd not shut herself off like this. If I could just go in and see her face to face, talk to her. We don't even know if she's reading our letters.
Well, keep writing to her. If she knows everything's well with you and the family and with the business, well, that'll be one less thing for her to worry about.
Yes. I've got another letter here. And you will say we did our very best to keep Henry, won't you?
Of course.
She's not to give up hope. And we're thinking of her all the time. And no matter what she's done, we all still love her so much. Hey!
Oh, hello, love. That's good timing. Can you pass me that big spanner?
Oh, this one.
That's the one, yep. I need to shift this guard so I can check on the knives.
Oh, okay. So, aren't you going to ask me?
Ask you what?
My trip to Pennyhasset, the cattle.
Oh, yeah. How'd you get on?
Okay, good. They're such nice-looking animals. Good size, great condition. They'd be perfect for the system.
Oh, well, that's great, love.
Yeah, I've taken lots of pictures to show you. Here, do you want to have a look?
Well, not right now, this minute.
Well, okay. Well, whenever you're ready. But I know you are going to love them.
Mm-hmm. So have you made a decision, then? Are you going to buy them?
Yeah. Yes. Definitely. I'd be mad not to.
Well, how much are you going to have to pay?
Don't worry. I did some hard negotiating with Ashley's dad.
Yeah?
Yeah, and he was asking far too much at first, but I held out and got him down to a reasonable price.
Oh. And how much is reasonable?
Now, honestly, Dad, I won't find a better deal anywhere else.
Oh, is that Rex?
Oh, yeah.
You expecting her?
Not especially, no.
Afternoon.
Hello.
Oh, Rex.
Here. Brought up half a dozen eggs for you.
Oh.
They're still quite tiny, but tasty.
Yum, yum.
Oh, thanks, Rex.
Well, actually, Pip, I was hoping to ask a small favour in return.
What's that?
Well, it's something I wanted to talk through with you.
Okay.
But I can always come back another time.
Yeah, look, here we are. This one's had it.
Look, Dad, the cattle? If I'm going to buy them, I'm going to need, well, you know.
Okay, look, why don't you send me through the photos and all the facts and figures, and then as soon as I'm finished here, me and Mum will sit down and have a look at it all, right?
Okay.
Pip, if you're going to be busy, then...
Where will you be in 10 minutes?
Back with the hens.
All right, you go on. I'll be right with you.
Remember, Helen, the family court ruling isn't the end of the story by any means. It's just to give time for reports into Henry's home life.
Reports? Yes.
They'll assess what they think is in Henry's best interests. And when the next hearing happens in June, the judge will have the information he needs to make a more long-lasting ruling, whether Henry stays with Rob, or at Bridge Farm, or maybe some combination of the two. But he'll still consider evidence from both parties, so we'll be working as hard as we can to put our side of the case. Do you understand all that? Is there anything you'd like to ask me about?
No, nothing.
All right. And in the meantime, at least your parents will be able to have Henry every Sunday, so they won't lose touch.
One day a week.
They're obviously very important people in Henry's life, and I'm sure that's not going to change. One other thing, Helen. It's your bail hearing soon.
But I won't be able to go home, will I? Or see Henry? What's the point?
No, but... Well, it would be different from here. You'd be a bit more comfortable. And you'd be able to have proper visits from your family and friends.
No, I've told you, I don't want to see anyone.
Helen, when you're in a place like this, away from all the people you know and love, it's very easy to get cut off from normal life. And that's really not good for anyone. It's up to you, of course, but you might find things easier if you did let your family visit you.
No! No. No visitors.
All right. Now, we ought to think about your court hearing next week. We've still got quite a lot of work to do before then. Helen, I know you're not finding this easy, but we do need to talk about how you're going to plead.
Rex!
Oh, hiya!
Hey, I'm sorry. Sorry, it all took a bit longer than I thought. I had to do that stuff for Dad, and then I fetched the cows in for Mum.
Oh, that's okay. Thanks for coming down.
Well, I'm glad you're still around, anyway.
Oh, where else would I be? Someone's got to change the fencer battery.
Oh, so is Toby still on his travels?
Yeah, he's back tonight.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, he can see to this lot tomorrow. Give me a day off.
So, did he have a successful trip? Are you two all set to become big cattle barons?
No. Not any time soon.
Oh, really?
I'm sorry, Pip, about the grazing. I feel like we've let you and Adam down.
No, don't worry about it. There's always next year.
Yeah, I guess.
So what's this problem you want me to advise about?
Ah, well, it's more like a bit of creative brainstorming.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's the brand name for the eggs. Now, me and Toby still can't agree on one. But I've come up with this idea, and I wanted to run it by you first.
OK, try me.
Well, it's something Bert said about only posh people wanting to pay £3.50 a box. And I thought, upper-class eggs laid by landed poultry. Okay, you think it's rubbish?
No! No, I quite like it. Upper-class eggs. Just what it says in the box.
Yeah.
Brilliant. No, you should really go for it.
You think?
Yes. Never mind what Toby says. I think it's genius.
Oh, thanks, Pip.
Hi, you two.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Hi.
Take. Quiet.
So what brings you down here?
Well, I thought I should come and break the news to you.
What news?
Well, we've had a look at the photos and your figures. And you're right, it's a very good deal.
Really?
Yeah. Mum's really proud of you. You really did drive a hard bargain.
Well, so you'll give me the loan?
Of course you will.
Oh.
Will we ever let you down?
Oh, Dad! Oh. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Oh, congratulations, Pip.
Thanks. You can have one too.
Oh,
well, that's cheered you up.
I've bought some cattle. Oh, that is so amazing.
So, you're going to have a celebration?
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Pip?
Oh, I've got to give Matthew a call. He's going to be so pleased for me.
I'm sorry to keep pressing you, Helen, but you must understand you can only plead not guilty if you acted in reasonable self-defence.
Yes, I know.
And for that to be true, Rob must have used or threatened violence towards either you or Henry. But from what you've told me so far, that doesn't seem to be at all clear.
I keep telling you, I'm not sure. I don't remember. It all happened so fast.
You say he put the knife into your hand.
Yes. Yes, he did.
But then he must have done something to make you use it against him.
I don't know. I don't know, and none of this really matters, does it?
Yes, it does. It's very important.
No, it's no good. I don't care what I plead. All I want is to get Henry away. Get him away from Rob. You've got to help me.
Of course. I want to help you, but first of all, we must...
Don't you see? It's all too late. I've done so many bad things. I've been so weak and so stupid. I've got everything wrong.
It's not too late to make things right again.
Yes. Yes, it is. I let Rob have Henry. I gave him parental responsibility. I gave my son away. Now I've lost him. I've lost him. He's Rob's son, not mine. I'm never going to get him back.
Thank you. For the latest Archers news, features and insights, go to our blog at bbc.co.uk/archers.